Welcome in to prayer time. Good morning, my friend. Thank you for joining us today. And it is a Friday as we say good morning to you. Kenneth Hill here, your host for our get together and general manager of WHCB 91.5, The Blessing. I want to talk to you this morning about a dependence upon God that we all should have. It is a spirit. It's a working of the Lord within our lives. If we want to labor successfully in the cause of evangelism, revivals, bringing people back to the Lord, we've got to labor all the time, utterly dependent upon God. This is a spirit of dependence. This is the spirit's most likely to bring success to our labors because it's most likely to render us active and faithful. Because we'll want to be close to what God would have us to be doing at all times. If we depend upon our own strength, we are only feebly equipped and we're feebly motivated to exert ourselves. Because you see, our strength is nothing but weakness. When we view our strengths in relation to what we want to accomplish, the conversion of the soul, bringing people to faith in Jesus Christ, we have the weakness of a baby, an infant, a newborn. We have no strength at all. But if we depend on God, we have the most powerful motive for action that can be presented. You see, when you realize that Almighty God, the one that is the everlasting, has his arm of strength around you in your work, this is the only pledge of success that you'll ever need. With the encouragement that God himself is with you in the labor, you can be vigorous, you can persevere, you can labor in the face of appalling obstacles, you can even labor when it's dark around you, because you know that God's grace is sufficient to render the feeblest of your efforts, the scripture says, mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Besides, it's a spirit of dependence that honors God. Think about it. Can you bring honor to God in your own strength? No, it's in our weakness that we honor God, not in our strength. And so that spirit of dependence honors God. In it, there's a practical acknowledgement of our own weakness and his greatness and goodness, his ability and readiness to help us. When we exercise this spirit of dependence, we sink down before the throne of God as if we are nothing. And then with the confidence of a child, we lift up our heart to God, who is our all in all. Those of us who will honor God in the exercise of this spirit of dependence, God will honor us by sending down in answer to our prayers the blessings of his grace. William B. Sprague, in his lectures on revivals of religion, a long, long time ago, wrote of this spirit of dependence on God. And he wrote this, "And on this subject I appeal with confidence to facts. Wherever God's people have been truly humbled before him and have been brought deeply to feel their own impotence and have been willing to be used as mere instruments and to let him have all the glory, there you will find that a rich blessing has been bestowed on a regular and usual basis." And he continues, "What then, Christians, is the great practical inference which you ought to deduce in respect to yourselves? It is that in all your labors for the revival of God's work in the midst of you, or for the promotion of the general cause of revivals, you should feel more deeply that the Lord is your strength. Every effort that you make in the spirit of self-confidence is an insult to the Holy Spirit." So we don't want to be operating, even in our daily lives, in a spirit of self-confidence. We want to lean upon Almighty God. We need to do our duty to each other and to the world, to instruct the ignorant, guide the inquiring, put forth every effort to bring souls to Jesus Christ. But we need to be aware and always remember the doctrine of God's sovereign grace. In the moments when you feel the weakest and when your work seems the greatest and when your obstacles the most appalling in your path and when your heart is driven from every other source of hope, even then remember that God is in control. And hold on to Almighty God because He's truly holding on to you. You labor and you rejoice, knowing that it's not you holding to God as much as God holding to you. One of the things that I think is important for us is to realize that our holding to God's a very puny hold that we have. It's much like my granddaughter trying to hold on to me. I can hold on to her much more firmly than she can hold on to me, but she does her best. And God wants us to do our best, but He's in charge. And when we realize our dependence is upon Him, then we don't have any cares, we don't have any worries. We're not to be anxious for anything, but in all things give thanks unto Almighty God. Heavenly Father, thank you for that reminder this morning, and thank you for giving us opportunity of service and ministry and witness and refreshment this weekend. We pray right now for these pastors and elders and teachers and deacons and others that are going to be standing to preach and to teach and to break forth your word and to bring people the knowledge of salvation. We thank you for these that are going to stand for you, and we ask that you would open the hearts of those who would hear the words that they're giving, that the words would be truth, that they would be from you, and that your Holy Spirit would guide them and use them for your honor and glory, and for the edification of those that you're calling to yourself. Father, we love you, and we want to be in service to you. Help us to do that, we pray, and enthuse us, and invigorate us, and empower us, we pray. Now, Father, we ask for your special blessing upon those who listen today, upon those who work in the ministry of WHCB, those who work in the ministry of your vineyard, wherever it may be. And we pray, Lord, that you would make provision for these who listen, these who work, and these who participate at WHCB, and that you would also make provision for the ministry of WHCB. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.